listening to the world leader in polka entertainment, PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Polka Party with yours truly, Andy Sitquist, broadcasting from the studios of Bricktown, New Jersey for the Polka Jammer Network. Hey, what a beautiful day it is on this east coast of New Jersey today. It's summer is back, as a matter of fact. It is a beautiful, beautiful late summer, early fall weekend. Hey, the last summer, last weekend of summer also. How do you like that? All right, with me in the studios today, my two sidekicks in crime. Let's introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Okay, Andy. Hi, everybody. This is Maryam Akatina's Polka Gal here with you today on this fine September Saturday. We have a really great show planned for you today, so let's get the party started. Neil?
And hello, Polka Jammer listeners, and welcome to the Andy Sitkiewicz Polka Party. Today is Saturday, September 16th, 2017, and the three of us are coming to you live for the next hour. I'm Neil Makatinas, your Lakewood reporter, party animal, Mr. Bag of Donuts, the weather guy, the factoid man, and the ice cream man. And by the way, great show as always, Billy Bellina, BB. So, Andy.
Thanks, Billy. Yes, excellent.
It's lunchtime with A-Man.
Oh, here we go again.
A-M-A-N. We follow breakfast with Billy with lunchtime with A-Man. M-A for Marianne, A for Andy, and N for Neil.
A-Man.
So, yes. It's lunchtime with A-Man. I like that. Or should I say that? That's an acronym, right? A-Man, A-N, because that stands for something.
Amen.
Very good.
You keep that up, people are going to say amen and they're going to shut it off.
No, not amen, A-Man. Yeah. All right, Andy.
But when you say it fast, it's amen.
Yep. So, Andy, how you doing today? And this is a beautiful day. I mean, it's amazing that we closed the pool and now the water's so warm, we're ready to go in.
It is warm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's been warm this whole week. Well, let's see what happens this week with good old Jose on the ocean out there. And we might have some effects of it here in the east coast of New Jersey this week coming up. But our hearts go out to all those people in Florida area and, of course, in the Houston area and surrounding areas that have those great losses. Because when you look on television, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Something like we had here with Not Katrina.
Sandy.
Sandy, what am I thinking about? Sandy a few years ago. It was really, really bad.
It's really amazing. Bad. We may get some rip currents and wind. I mean, we could use the rain, but no other damage from Jose. And who knows, Lee is not far behind.
Yeah, that's what I heard this morning. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's get on with some great polka music right now. Hey, by the way, we'll be into the 1 o'clock hour bringing you our nonsense and some fun over here and some great music I hope that you're going to enjoy. My email is njpolkas@comcast.net, njpolkas@comcast.net, if you'd like to send an email down to us over here. And Neil is manning the chat room over there with Marianne. So we'll hear from Marianne a little bit later on who's listening to us around the world. In the meantime, let's get on with John Goodall and Goodall and something called Daddy's Hands Polka. Here we go. Welcome to the polka party, everybody. Welcome aboard.
Take the brand new, the loving daddy's hand. Daddy's hand, soft and kind when I was crying.
Toronto area, and Daddy's Hands Polka. All right. Hey, let's get on with the Polish Connection, and Hey Mamushu Moya. Here we go. Well, let's see what happens here. Well, it's not kicking in, so we got to do this. Talk about advances in technology.
I will get to that.
Number two says it's playing, but it's not coming out.
The gremlins are back. It's
let's check the computer out.
It's only 5 minutes into the show.
Here we go. We'll be right back. good sax polka on that. Saxo polka, Connecticut Twins. Hey, here's the sounds of the Jacob Brothers, something they entitled the Black Gypsy Polka. Here we go. That's the Jacob Brothers and their version of Black Gypsy Polka. All right, Ray, let's see. Accordion Man by Randy Krajewski. All right, I got a little problem with my commute here. Let's see if this kicks in right now. Let's hope it does.
Andy, you want me to sing instead?
I know my parents always wanted
here we go.
It's
working.
But I just can't quite figure out why they chose to strap a transmission on my chest.
Interesting words, yeah.
Kid in the kitchen, I'd play my mama's song. A wooden spoon on her pots and pans, the drum solo lasted all day long. Then she called Joe the accordion guy. His studio was down the street. Instead of drums, a box he brought the day my folks he came to meet. He squeezed out a polka, and they were sold. Accordion lessons, I didn't argue, I was only 5 years old. Ah, days in school, living the accordion life, it's tough to be cool. When the guys came over to ride bikes and play, I was indoors practicing my squeezable Steinway. some lessons with the Polish Kid, and then I discovered Eddie B. The decisions that followed pretty much kept me in polka poverty. I hit the road with many a bag. I made a lot of friends and traveled miles. I practiced hard. I learned my craft. I've had my share of musical trials. I used to play for the folks and what they like to hear. I used to play for exposure, or maybe just a couple beers. These days, I play for me, this box, you see? And I want you all to discern it. I play for me, my music, you see? Because I know that I've earned it.
Sounds of Randy Krajewski and Accordion Man.
Okay, we would like to take this time now to welcome our worldwide listeners from Poland, Canada, Germany, Switzerland, unknown countries, United Kingdom, and the good old USA. And we thank you for tuning us in on Andy's Polka Party on the Polka Jammer Network. Neil?
Andy, I love that song. Nice job by Randy. All right, do you remember last year, Andy, when a fly got in the studio?
Last year? Jeez, I can remember. I remember yesterday.
Since the summer's over, I'm thinking about that some fly got into the studio and you were spraying that toxic chemical everywhere. You didn't get the fly, but you almost took out your two sidekicks. You remember that?
Would have been a good idea.
Well, no fly. You must have cleaned up the studio, Andy, so things are looking good.
What's a fly got to do with the show today?
I'm thinking about last summer, you know? Thanks for...
Why are you thinking about last summer? Let's think about now. It's a beautiful day outside.
I know, and I don't want to think about fall.
So
I want to enjoy the summer.
Why are you thinking about last summer?
Go with it, Andy.
I don't know why that went out on it, but let's get on. Let's see what we're doing over here. Let's try this. Be one of these days or what? You're talking about technology. I just put on a LP.
That doesn't look like a CD player, Andy. It looks like a record player with a vinyl record on it. Wow. Where did you dig this up?
It is an old one by Joe Rock, all right? And we're doing something that he entitles Rock and Roll Polka. Get all these switches on here between computer and turntable and phono. You got to watch what you hit over here. Okay. All right, here we go with the sounds of Joe Rock and old LP. mean, being we're talking about accordions and stuff like that, at least we started off anyway with accordions. Here we go with, let's see, we got Cousin Britten on this one. Polka accordion, Frank Kotuski in a band. Here we go, few accordion things. You never know what this show will bring. Going on over there. That CD is cutting out earlier. Those endings over there, a little bit clipped. And I didn't make it. I got it from somebody. Gotta be careful. All right, anyway, hey, today, by the way, September 16th at the Polish Cultural Foundation in Clark, New Jersey, there'll be a dinner banquet and the sashing of the 2017 Polish marshal for the Pulaski Parade. And his name is Mr. Richard White. And also Miss Polonia Sashing. So that's everything today, starting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Polish Cultural Foundation at 177 Broadway in Clark, New Jersey. And by the way, for those of you who'd like to learn Polish, all right, the fall semester begins this week in September, okay? That's the beginner's Polish and advanced Polish begin September 21st. Intermediate Polish begins September 20th, the day before. So if you'd like to learn Polish, there's some great teachers over there at the Foundation in Clark, New Jersey. I have a friend that's going over there, and she's very, very happy with what she has learned. So for more information, give a call at 732-382-7197, 732-382-7197. If you're talking to Paula, by the way, and say, hello, Paula. Okay, I've heard about this through Andy on the Polka Party. Hey, in the background, we've got the sounds of Kevin Selecki right now on the Accordiana Polka. Let's go with it. Here we go.
So, Andy, I should take beginner's Polish and Marianne should take advanced Polish?
Both of you beginners. For both of you, I would say beginners. Sounds of Kevin Selecki and the Accordiana Polka. Let's keep on the accordion theme for a few more minutes. Here we go, the Accordiana Polka by the Connecticut Twins. Thank you.
Hey, let's give a big shout out to our worldwide listeners from Netherlands. Thank you for tuning us in today. Neil.
And a couple upcoming dances, Andy. Tomorrow, September 17th, from 2 to 6 p.m., it's the Pennsylvania Villagers. It's Polka Sunday at the VFW Hall, Main Street, in DuPont, Pennsylvania. And Wednesday, September 20th, 6:30 to 9:30, John Stevens Double Shot will be at the Riverfront Polish Fest, Wilmington, Delaware. Andy?
All right, and coming up very, very soon, October 29th, that's Sunday, the last Sunday of October, before you know it, it's going to be here. Jimmy Sturr will be down here at the Brick Elks, right here located on Hooper Avenue in Brick, New Jersey. So for more information, get a hold of yours truly at 732-330-0624 or give Bernie a call at 732-504-7808. And Neil at 732-905-0696. I didn't want to get him off guard over there. The Brick Elks is located at 2493 Old Hooper Avenue in Brick, New Jersey. So doors will open there at 12 in the afternoon. And there will be a Polish kitchen available for you and also refreshments to be served if you'd like to buy something. So once again, 18-time Grammy Award winner Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra here at the Brick Elks, Sunday, October 29th. Tickets are going fast, so get yours as soon as you can. Neil?
Yes, Andy, I'm paying attention. I am awake. But thank you for reading my phone number.
I wanted to make sure you got that. All right. Hey, The Beat and the News, next Saturday, September 30th, from 5 to midnight. It's next Saturday, am I right? Two weeks. All right. Hey, I'm rushing it. All right. It's a new polka venue in New Jersey, no matter what. It's the Independence Fire Hall at 24 Cemetery Road in Great Meadows, New Jersey. Located off of Route 80 West, exit 19. So no BYOB or BYOF, all right? Hey, by the way, door prices will be available over there. So for tickets and table reservations, get a hold of Mike at 908-209-9843 or MPUCO at optonline.net. Kitchen will be open. And food will be by Bruce Z. So once again, that's The Beat coming down to Jersey here and The News coming down to Jersey over here on Saturday, September 30th at 5 o'clock. All right. And by the way, coming up also, Lenny LaMolka and Chicago Push will be there on Saturday, December 9th for a ho-ho-ho dance. I don't want to go too far in advance because that's Christmas we're talking about. And coming up, even after that, we've got polka country musicians coming down there. And more details to follow, as it says here on the paper, as we go along. Let's get through with this one right now. Saturday, September 30th, The Beat and the News.
Yeah, it's good we have some new venues, Andy. We need some in New Jersey after losing Bayway.
Hey, let's get on with this LP. It's the Connecticut Twins and, Joe Rock and the Connecticut Bounce. Here we go. Thank you. here's the sounds of the Polka Kings and Charlie DuBoxer. Okay, Charlie DuBoxer Polka. Here we go. Folks, it's time. It's time. I know you've been waiting all this time for this. Take it, Neil.
All right, folks, it's time for Stupid Jokes and Words of Wisdom. And Andy, there's been some grumbling about the quality of my stupid jokes. And there's this one woman in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, I'm not mentioning any names, who has given me negative feedback. She told me to step it up. So hopefully the jokes today are better, and I live up to her expectations. So here goes. Doctor, your pulse is as regular as clockwork. Patient, that's because you've got your hand on my watch. Why was there thunder and lightning in the lab? The scientists were brainstorming. And something to ponder, Andy. If you told a cow a really funny joke, could she laugh so much that milk would come out of her nose? And finally, finally, a muffin walks into a bar and asks for a table. The owner says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." That's it, folks.
I know, you're glad it's over. Appropriate. I need a beer after this with a beer barrel polka. Here we go. It wasn't planned, but it came up.
I'll join you for a beer.
The sounds of the Polka Kings and beer barrel polka. Here's the sounds of Larry Chesky and his version of the clarinet polka.
Send out a big hello to our worldwide listeners from France. Thank you for tuning us in today. Neil?
And Andy, just want to mention that we closed our pool yesterday. It's a sad day. I think Bob Frederick of EFO closed his pool this week, and now we're getting these 80-degree days, so you never know. But let's see, September 22nd, Friday, autumn begins. So that's the official begin of autumn and the end of summer. And Andy, finally, a question for you. Dancing with the Stars starts Monday, the 18th. And when are they going to add polka dancing? I've waited and waited for years, and we just can't seem to get polkas on that show. Do you have any info on that?
No, never watched the show.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't watch regular TV.
They got all kind of dancing, and I'm waiting for polkas, and I can't believe they haven't got the polkas on yet. So.
I like to go to old TV shows. I don't like this new stuff. Some stuff I do.
You're not really a reality TV guy either.
Never was, never will be.
All right, got it. All right, back to you.
How about a Rhinelander? By Larry Chesky. Thank you. here's Gene Voina and the GBs. And Gene doing the Saturday Night Polka or a Sabazooka. By the way, it's a live recording.
Anniversary wishes are going out to our good friends Pat and David Jasky of Middletown, Connecticut. They will be celebrating 48 years on Wednesday, September 20th. And again, happy anniversary, Pat and Dave.
And Andy, since Marianne and I are not with you the next 2 weeks, I'm going to announce this now. Happy 40th anniversary to my sister, Sharon Szabo, and her husband, Ken, of Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Wait a minute. Did you say 40?
40 years.
For Ken and Sharon, 40?
For my sister. You believe that? October 1st, Sunday.
My God. That's Ken and Sharon, they don't look that young. I mean, old.
So, yeah.
Serious. Wow.
My sis and her husband, 40 years. So that's quite the milestone. So, again, happy anniversary to Sharon and Ken on October 1st, Sunday. Andy, back to you.
Wow, what happened to us? 40 years for Karen and, wow. Make sure you wish them a happy anniversary. They don't look it at all.
Well, Marianne and I only have 13. Do we look it?
Yeah, especially you. In light of that, let's get down to a waltz. After 40 years, let's waltz. All right. Hey, here's the sounds of Ludova Nuta. And a nice little waltz called My Little Oak Leaf Waltz. Here we go.
Andy, you know Mary and I love animals, so last night we went to a charity fundraiser.
Wait a minute, you didn't adopt a dog.
No, we love cats, but we love all animals.
Okay, you adopted goldfish.
Nope, so we went to
a charity. You adopted fish that were that were flown in or what do you call it, came in through Hurricane Sandy, not Sandy.
Harvey.
Yep. Yeah, Harvey or
so here we have. We have
all right,
fish in the back in our fish pond. We have we love cats. So yeah, we went to a charity fundraiser last night for Save Rescue Shelter, SAVE Rescue Shelter, and we met some nice people at the table, and we'd like to give a shout out to Slavik and Amelia Brzezinski and their daughter Christina. So they're very nice people, Andy. Nice to have Polish people so we could talk at our table last night. It was a great event.
The thing is, you have to learn to talk Polish.
We spoke in English. And they are listening today, Andy. So a big shout out to Slavik, Amelia, and Christina.
That's Slavik.
So
Slavik and Amelia. Slavik.
Okay, you got to
Say it the right way.
You got to correct my Polish.
What'd you say?
Where's my coffee? Well, it was a nice time, and it was very nice meeting all of you. So Christina won so many items at the auction, she needed a U-Haul truck to get all her stuff home. But we had a good time. So, again, the three of you, thank you for listening, and we just wanted to give you a shout-out.
Hey, that was like last week. We were at the Polish Cultural Foundation for the Dzinki and up in Clark, and a couple to our right, she won four baskets. One woman... She bought four baskets. The last one already, she said to her friend across, she says, go get it. I can't go for the third one. It's too much.
Yeah, and then this lady won a whole bunch of prizes at a different table, and then she wins to 50-50. It's like, share the wealth, lady. Come on.
And then, by the way, we met our friends Zenon and Sandy up there, right? And they sat across from us, and Zenek won a basket. I love the baskets, all kind of towels to the kitchen. That's right up his alley. And then Sandy won $50 in a gift certificate. So yep. The two of them were lucky last week. It was nice seeing them up there last week.
Yep. Lucky, lucky.
Polish Trzynki. What a nice time it was, by the way, at the Polish Cultural Foundation up in Clark. A very, very nice Trzynki. Nice group from Poland, by the way, came down. And they were performing over there with traditional costumes and a live band. We had two violins, a flute, and an accordion. Very, very nice. Very, very nicely done. Hey, you would have liked it. There's a lot of food.
Oh, it took you 56 minutes to bring that up.
But you had to pay for it, Neil.
Ah, jeez. All right, I'll bring my wallet.
They had beer, too.
I'll bring my wallet next time. All right, can I fit in factoids? We're running out of time.
Hey, Vic Zepka and the Accordion Man Polka. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so factoids for September 16th to the 22nd, the 16th, National Play-Doh Day and National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, 17th, National Apple Dumpling Day, and here you go, Andy, for you and me, it's Wife Appreciation Day on the 17th.
I'll drink to that.
And, of course, the 18th, National Cheeseburger Day, just for me, the 19th, National Butterscotch Pudding Day, and Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr. The 20th, National String Cheese Day, the 21st, National Pecan Cookie Day, and finally, the 22nd, National White Chocolate Day, National Ice Cream Cone Day for Lois, and Andy, finally, just for you, it's Elephant Appreciation Day.
What has got that to do with me?
I don't know. I just like to end with a cute one. Did I put a smile on your face?
All right, here's a cute one for you that just I stumbled on over here.
Maybe Eric liked it.
Don Goodell and the Dynatones. And accordion salad dressing polka. How do you like that to take us out today? Here we go. Dan Gurai, accordion salad dressing. Check out the time. It's 12:57:39 right now. Marianne, go ahead.
Okay, Polka Jamma listeners, so sorry you have to go. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did. Hope you had fun. And until we meet again, be happy and healthy. Bye.
And thanks, Andy, and a big thank you to all of you who joined us for the last hour, and that includes you, Bob Frederick. Please stay tuned for North of the Hood with Eric Height. He always does a great two-hour show every Saturday here on The Jammer, and Marianne and I are not with you for the next 2 weeks.
So my God, that's going to be a pleasure. I can have my own show back, and not you interrupting me with your food stuff.
Great.
But I'll think of you, and I'll play some food stuff for you.
All right, we'll be listening. We'll be back on October 7th. So you're going solo,
the week
Andy?
After the Pulaski Parade.
That's right. So you're going solo, Andy, next week, and then you and Al have your all Polish show. And folks, this is a time of year to attend plenty of Oktoberfests. So go dancing, socialize, and drink plenty of beer. We'll see you at the next polka dance in northwestern New Jersey on September 30th for the news and the beat. Have a great polka week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Boy, Neil, you said a mouthful over there. You said it very, very well. When are you going to take this over from me? Maybe I should retire. Going on 15 years over here, 10 years of live radio, I think I have to go on for a little hiatus for a while.
No, just keep me in mind.
Keep you in mind. Accordion salad dressing, I kept you in mind. That came up unexpectedly, but that fit exactly in our theme of always with you and food, especially at this point. All right, folks, we got to get going. Really, have a nice one. The routine is with Shane. We say always stay tuned for Eric. He's coming up. He'll be with you on the jam for the next 2 hours. And hey, just have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and enjoy yourselves. Have a great one. Bye, everybody. It's been fun.